letting yourself be comfortable, maybe like the way wild animals fold and unfold their bodies into rest, like a deer, a bear, a butterfly, a cat, at home and vibrant, and really playing with coming into stillness or coming towards a friendliness with stillness that doesn't dampen down the living quality. Coming into restful living in a way that doesn't turn out the light or hide. Turning inward without turning off. Maybe noticing sometimes a real natural, maybe physical, biological alertness being out in the open, especially. That's not so meditative. So if that's noticeable, just letting that kind of maybe hum of alertness that's turned outward be present, and relaxing also in touch with what's alive underneath that, so to speak. So the senses that are outwardly tuned, partly for survival, and of course allowing that. But also being open to feel a more inner quality of aliveness or brightness or clarity, here-ness. It might be a little more smooth or quiet than that sort of like a refrigerator hum of checking the environment. For safety. Sometimes the out-breath can be felt relaxing, especially the front of the body. as if with the out-breath, a kind of washing down the front of the body, letting go of pretense and defense, trying too hard. And so we could begin, whoever would like to, this meditation with a breathing exercise from Jinshin Jutsu that begins with the out-breath, like a wave flowing down the front of the body, letting go of what's old, what's old. We could think of as being whatever doesn't serve life now. What isn't true. Letting the face and throat and chest and shoulders relax, soften, maybe even slightly droop. Come down from over alertness, possibly. Forehead and eyes dropping, maybe back and down and in, the nose and mouth, including the inner parts of the nose and mouth. Those cavities allowed to have their relaxed and free form. Taking up space as well as maybe falling kind of more inward in inner gravity. The throat and sometimes the feeling of all that is unsaid, that has been unsaid. Allowed to soften. Again, just the eyes, face softening like butter or wax. The throat, shoulders, collarbones. Maybe softening. Maybe just acknowledging there might be a sense of that trying or alertness or should obligation. And maybe letting it fall half a millimeter. Inward, downward, or outward into softening. taking up space, perhaps. And with the Jinshin breathing, there's the out breath, like a wave falling down the front of the body with letting go and kind of giving out. In-breath that might feel coming up the back and filling up the back of the body. Filling with life energy. So the in-breath receiving like a wave coming up the back or filling up the back. Right up to the top of the neck in the back. And then the out-breath and letting go, if you want to be a little more technical, would begin at the top of the neck, coming up the back of the head, over the top of the head, and then down the front of the body. All the way down. Across the top of the feet and over to the base of the big toe on the sole of the foot, if you want to be technical. Or just a sense of out-breath washing down the front, in-breath filling up the back. If you want. So it's more a discovery of the quality of the out-breath. It happens to be a letting go. A generosity. An uncovering of our completeness. Letting go. So anything extra. Letting go. Ideas about me and ideas about the world. What I think I can, what I think I cannot do or say or be. Letting go of that, maybe. And with the in-breath and the sense of receiving life energy filling up the back. Discovery of, if it's true for you, a quality of filling or receiving or rising. Or brightening. Sometimes it might just be the inner visual field with the eyes closed, with the out-breath, it's more darkening, and with the in-breath, a kind of brightening for some people. Nothing special. Wish just opening out the possibility of feeling, how is the out-breath? How is the experience of smell and taste with the out-breath? And with the in-breath? And how is our experience of, how is one's experience of receiving with the in-breath, of letting something in that we need? Of being a receiver. Of being dependent and even helpless and receiving what we need. Just thinking as just thinking. The relief that can be when thinking is just thinking. So sometimes it can be helpful to notice with the label, thinking. When we catch ourselves caught up in a bubble of being really sure about something or really judgmental about something or caught up in a memory, as if we're in the past, and then just noticing a past thinking or remembering. Saying the word, fantasizing or blaming, sometimes is helpful. Or even just movie, and what else? And we catch a ride with the rest of that out-breath that's also happening now. And rather than inventing some idea that we should be frustrated or disappointed that we caught ourselves in a thought train, more the jubilance that something in us was deeper than that train of thought and quicker and eventually it could be caught. And the power of discovery, and the joy of that power of discovering. Oh, that's a thought. That's a memory. That's an assumption that something's wrong. And maybe something isn't wrong. And sometimes for a moment, we get a feeling of that. What if something wasn't wrong with me all my life? It can be a feeling like a wide horizon. joyful, can feel light, can feel like a time for some grief. Feel scary. Like, what am I going to do without my occupation of being wrong? And then just quietly feeling what else is also here. Maybe catching a ride on that in-breath that happens to be going on just now by itself. The in-breath or the out-breath that's partly influenced by the thinking. Sometimes it can be worthwhile to deliberately influence the breath to be a little bit longer and smoother for 5, 10, 20 breaths. Until we notice that sort of bubble of thinking, maybe of negativity or fear, excitement. Misalignment. That bubble has popped. And then here we are in the world again, in the middle of life, with life in the middle of us. And then just the minimal effort needed, whatever is the minimal effort needed, of letting the magnet of the breath or the lower belly or the back or here or openness have you. Sometimes it may feel more like trying to stay with or come back to some fragment of the out-breath or some part of the breath. And then we're thinking again or caught up in an emotional storm of doubt or uncertainty or whatever. So just coming back. As if for the first time. or letting it feel more delicious. Sometimes settling in is what is happening, and that can feel like mostly distracted and occasionally present. Sometimes, after settling in, our attention opens, or something opens to our attention, which might be a quietness or a joy or a groundedness, something that's more meditative. Or equally important, sometimes what has our attention is something that does feel like a problem, or that is difficult, or thorny, or tangled. And so it can be helpful to, in our engagement of our attention, of being with something difficult or something overwhelming or stormy, like a noticing, I feel isolated or not enough, or confused and upset by something, or I feel a sense of misalignment. Sometimes it could be helpful if we could remember that everyone here has sometimes and is sometimes feeling the same or something similar. Nothing special under the sun. And then maybe it's possible to feel, as we had yesterday, the feeling isolated and feeling a disconnection. Also could be, the same situation could be felt as a need to open. We could recognize as just a life movement that would open. That could be felt as I would like to open. I would love openness. love of openness, a willingness to open. Or a willingness to open towards what is needed, what we love, what life would find as food. A willingness to open towards okayness, already enoughness, already good. So sometimes without the need or help of a difficulty, we could just acknowledge how the body is, the sounds today, just now, the mood or mind state, that there is thinking sometimes or a lot or all the time. Whatever there might be in the emotional life, tone, energy level. So, aspects of the state of mind. And what else? Sometimes helped by coming more into the lower part of the body, the back, lower belly, feet. Sometimes helped by the sense of more of openness, simplicity. Maybe a deep okayness. Maybe a deep aliveness. Unaffected by the comings and goings of temperature and texture and movement and the movements of the mind and heart, as well as the environment. May there be peace.